War is declared. The day starts early with a call from Merkel about a hostage situation in Brigham Circle. Barbara wakes up with me. She always does, no matter how quiet I try to be, and somehow has my coffee ready by the time I pull on my pants. Come in, Merkel. The rain has worked its magic on the wiring in my heap. Between Rice Krispie sounds I get every fourth order. I'm two blocks from the action, my stomach lurching with the engine through the backed up traffic. Damn rubberneckers. Best I can tell, nobody's sure what the kidnapper wants. He isn't making much sense. He's holding three children at gunpoint. Sounds like Merkel's got some background on him.
I said no, sir. He hasn't fired a shot. No, sir. Not a criminal record. Got the word from Arkham Asylum. Yes, sir. Arkham. Name's Albert Bloom. Diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic. Released 2 weeks ago.
No, sir. No, it's violent. Sir, trouble. It's Brandon.
Brandon. Jesus. Coffee splashes in my lap, taking the last of the cotton from my mind. Brandon, him and his lunatic Gestapo. It'll be a massacre. We're not here to argue, Merkel. We're here to clean things up. And I don't see a sign of your soft-hearted Lieutenant Gordon. Oh, no. Last month, Brandon and his SWAT team calmed down the riot in Robin Hood Park. Didn't even leave the statue standing. Those kids don't have a chance. He'll push that poor bastard over the edge.
Gordon. Oh, man.
Ready, Gordon.
Go find your own war, Brandon, or I'll have you up on charges. I take the ugly weight off my hip. I hold it up like a dead rat and pray the man understands. Behind me, Brandon curses. I head for the front door. I'm sure nobody can see my knees wobble. I hope Barbara isn't watching. I know she is. The stairs creak too loudly. A sneeze that's been building for 20 minutes just keeps threatening. My nose drips. I don't have the nerve to wipe it. The little girl is crying.
Fighting nasty. Don't noise it. No lunch. No lunch.
I'll order out. My shoes are full of icy rain. My feet are warm compared to my stomach.
Said no lunch. No gangrene lunch.
I know, I know.
No gangrene.
Poor kids must have been scared out of their wits. Right. Like I wasn't. He humiliated me. In front of my men. He humiliated me. Nothing but trouble, that one. You do know I sympathize, don't you, Brandon? Yes, you do. And you know I'd like nothing better than to remove him from service. My good friend Detective Flash has made several suggestions along these lines. But we must be patient. Gordon has the press on his side. It kicks. Gunpowder burns my eyes and fills my nostrils. A wad of lead flies. If that were a man, the wad would shatter his spine and he'd feel his legs go dead even as his heart explodes. Another kick. The wad would leave a neat round hole and I'd see the horror in his eyes as it pushed half his brain through the back of his skull. I hate the gun. I hate my job. I keep practicing. Another kick. Strong boy, little James. I pray he's very strong and smart enough to stay alive. How did I let this happen? How did I screw up so badly? To bring an innocent child to life? In a city without hope.
The air is cold up here. Colder than I expected. It's only the second largest building I own in Gotham, but it's plenty tall enough. About 500 or 600 feet up. Alfred told me, but everything goes blank as I stare into the abyss. I slow my breathing as Master Kurigi taught me. The deceleration line is heavy in my hand. This is the final test. If I succeed, my crusade begins. If I fail...
I call it my night off. It starts out well enough, with the smell of Barbara's lemon chicken, and her fingers kneading baby oil into my shoulders. Rachmaninoff played soft. Her idea. Corny, but it works.
Don't have to go to Metropolis for a Man of Steel. Could use a jackhammer on your back.
Feels great, honey.
Said you'd unplug it, Jim.
Honey, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yes, Sergeant? Maybe you should call the zoo. All right, I'll get him. It's Merkel. Something about a giant bat. Chicken will keep.
The costume works better than I'd hoped. They freeze and stare and give me all the time in the world. I come in close on the one who looks the strongest. Throw him a growl I brought all the way from Africa. And suddenly, everything falls to pieces. The one to my left calls for his mother. To my right, the other collects his senses and leaps into position. He'll be trouble. The strong one gets scared. Too scared. No. I'm no killer. He screams like a girl. Can't be older than 15. A child. Just a child. The one I was worried about takes his shot. He's trained. Kick's got power. He doesn't realize, or he doesn't care, that if I let go, we're 20 stories up. Again. This is getting bad. Steady. Hold on. Some of that one's ribs go. Forget him. The television still hasn't hit the street. Doesn't matter. Hold on. Here he comes. Brace with leg. Now, grab it. Twist it. Make it count. The television hits. I pull a limp body up. Good thing he blacked out. If he'd kept thrashing. My shoulder and teeth are still where they belong. Lucky. Lucky amateur. If we can stop being hysterical for a moment, gentlemen. Our vigilante, or Batman as he's called, has apparently committed 78 acts of assault in the past 5 weeks. During this time, certain patterns of timing and method have emerged. It is clear that he possesses extraordinary physical skill.
Not he, it.
You've got something to contribute, Detective Flass?
He's not human. I'm just telling you, he's not human.
Thank you, Detective Flass. While the vigilante has been careful to remain unpredictable, choosing the neighborhoods for his assaults at random, he consistently operates between the hours of midnight and 4 a.m. Anybody got a match? Thank you, Detective Essen. He's working his way from street-level crime to its upper echelons, from junkie mugger to pusher to supplier, and along the way to any cops that might be helping the whole process along. Now, Flass, tell us what you know about Batman. Try not to exaggerate.
It's like my report, Lieutenant. I received an anonymous tip leading me to an East End cocaine delivery. I was in the process of single-handedly apprehending the felons.
Man, Flass, I thought I was a crookie.
You know the deal, Skeep. You gotta pay to play in Gotham.
He looks around the room to see if anyone's gonna challenge him, and goes on.
Then I heard giant wings flap. It flew down from the sky.
Somebody chuckles. Flass turns another shade redder.
Its wings were about 30 feet across. It bellowed like... Well, I've never heard anything like it. One of the felons I had not yet disarmed produced a .359 Magnum. He fired point-blank range at the creature, and the bullet passed straight through the creature like it wasn't there.
The snorts and giggles stop Flask cold for a second. He shoots me a look I'd like to frame and put on my wall.
And it started laughing. Other members of the gang drew forth their guns. Something flew from the creature's hand. I remember noticing it had claws.
Claws, right.
Yeah, it was little dot things. It paralyzed the felons. But me, singled out.
Gentlemen. Go on, Flask, please.
The costume and the weapons have been tested. It's time to get serious. Chauffeur by chauffeur, I make my way towards the mayor's mansion. Only three of them are awake. Only half of them are armed. There's a guard with a machine pistol in the yard.
Lieutenant Gore, what a pleasant surprise. Batman, I am eating, Lieutenant. No, I have not filled your requests for personnel. I find them excessive. Yes, Lieutenant, I am well aware of how many laws the vigilante is breaking, but there are two sides to every story, aren't there?
Lieutenant Gordon, I've been hearing his name often. All the right people seem to hate him. Flood's all set.
Yes, there are. And the Batman is having a positive effect on public spirit. Or have you noticed the drop in crime these past weeks? Further, I am not in the habit of explaining myself to my lieutenants. I hope we understand each other, Gordon.
Have you seen Batman, Commissioner? They say he's huge.
You shouldn't pry, Marion. Gil has his hands full these days. We're trusting him to cope with Batman and with Gordon.
And I appreciate your trust, boys. Yes, I do. Good to see you all. It's been a while.
Not yet.
Hell, Gil. Nobody was about to come near you till the polls were in on the Batman thing. Don't go cheap on the wine, Marion.
Charlie, the things you say.
The councilman is blunt about his concerns. This is an election year. My organization is likewise concerned, Commissioner. Batman is costing us money.
Two sides to everything, friends. Look at the long term. A few street operators are put out of action, yes. But the people of Gotham City have a hero. Makes them feel safe. And the safer they feel, the fewer questions they ask. Cherry's Jubilee? Did you know that's my favorite? Yes, you...
I don't like it. It's stirring things up. That kid Den is pushing internal affairs to go after Flass. Flass would be difficult to replace. And should he talk?
Dent is your problem, Falcone. Yes, he is.
Now. What the hell?
We'll all die!
Lines. What happened to Lines?
Now, take out the wall. Hit the flood. It's showtime.
Settle down, damn it. It's just smoke.
Some stupid prank.
Poison!
Shut up!
Ladies. Gentlemen. You have eaten well. You've eaten Gotham's wealth, its spirit. Your feast is nearly over. From this moment on, none of you are safe.
No excuses, Gordon. The vigilante goes under instantly, or it's your job.
Yes, sir.
She knows how to walk in heels. So few women do these days. It's practically a lost art. she knows how to scream. You could hear it from the rooftops. Normally, screaming wouldn't help. Not in this neighborhood. Here on the East End, a midnight walk constitutes attempted suicide. Lucky for her that there are so many cops around. There's Sergeant Feck, playing Wino. And hunched in that sedan are Detective Shellyann Lerner. There are six more officers waiting, crouched in stoops and garbage dumpers down the block. Gordon's wasting a lot of manpower on these traps.
Sir, your Rawls is gone.
Sir!
It was him. Said the Rawls is in the river. Even told me which pier. Right before he ripped my Ricci suit to pieces and tied me up like a damn hog. Thinks he's a damn Robin Hood. He dies. The pet dies.
He knows when and where we set our traps for him, and night by night he terrorizes the most powerful men in Gotham. You heard what he did to the Roman's car?
Laugh myself silly, Lieutenant. A Rolls Royce.
Yes, you've been after the Roman for years, from what I hear. Actually came close to indicting him once or twice. Some of your witnesses change their testimony, the rest vanish. It must be frustrating.
Oh, yes.
I understand he's used his muscle to keep you an assistant district attorney. You keep in shape, don't you, Mr. Dent?
What are you driving at, Lieutenant?
I need to know where you were on the following dates.
Thought he'd never leave. You can come out now.
I appreciate your cooperation, Mr. Dent. I'm not sure if we can trust Lieutenant Gordon. Not yet. Alibis? Dent has one alibi, Essen. For every date. Says he was home between midnight and four. With his wife. No point in questioning her.
You really think he's Batman, Lieutenant?
It's possible. Dent certainly is passionate enough. But it'd take more than muscles to fight the way Batman does. Or to get around the way he does. And those weapons. I mean, he's got an arsenal. Hard to afford on Dent's salary.
Money. Lieutenant, Bruce Wayne is the richest man in Gotham, and here. Being from out of town, you might not know this, but his parents were murdered by a mugger, I think. He was just a boy at the time.
I could kiss you, Arthur. I'm already tasting her lipstick on a cigarette. Her fingernails biting my knee. That truck. What the hell? Maybe it's pills. Maybe it's a heart attack. Maybe it's both. But that doesn't matter. He's out of control. His foot must be pressed on the accelerator. Oh no, that old woman. Can't let this happen. Come on, you keep moving.
Lieutenant.
Take the wheel. Damn, no time. No time. Can't reach. No time. It's over, I've blown it. How long have I been out? Not long, Essen. Essen's got him.
Don't move, you. Lieutenant, you all right?
Never mind me. Don't take your eyes off.
I called for backup.
Stop, Pearl. Fingers don't work.
Lieutenant, she said it's Batman. From Brandon, who...
Batman went down that alley. There he is. Save that old woman. He... They think I attacked those cops. Open me up. Catch a bullet in my leg. Ignore it. Blind alley. No way out. Except that window. Only chance. Buy me a moment. No one fires without my order. Get the front of that place covered. Merkel, take a squad to the roof.
Lieutenant, it's the commissioner.
the roof. If I can reach it before they do. Before they get air support.
Commissioner, there's no need for it. Batman hasn't attacked anybody. Commissioner, you can't let Brandon...
No. Oh, no. The commissioner didn't want to miss this chance. Called in his friend Brandon. Said he checked the building. Said it's due for demolition. Said nobody would be hurt. Nobody, except a derelict or two. And Batman.
Batman, Year 1. Written by Frank Miller, with art by David Mazzucchelli. Adapted and edited by Chris Buckeye. Music by Jennifer Buckeye. Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor was composed by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Waltz from D. Fledermaus was composed by Johann Strauss II. Sound effects sourced from zapsplat.com. Featuring the voices of Chris Buckeye and Jennifer Buckeye. Batman was created by Bill Finger with Bob Kane. All characters are copyright DC Entertainment. This is a fan production with no infringement intended.